Podtacular episode 149, multiplayer tips and map of the month construct for the week of February 19th, 2008.
I'd like to see you crack a 128,000-bit modulating encryption key.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Halo Universe podcast. I'm
Fumo Jai. I'm
JBT. I'm Truth and Justice.
All right. Hey, before we continue, I just want to say welcome back. You are on a hiatus.
Yeah,
actually,
man.
I went to the UK.
I was in the land of tea and crumpets or biscuits.
Exactly. I was going to ask you if you picked me up some of the fine cookies.
I would, but immigration probably would have tackled me. And not immigration, but, you know.
Customs.
Customs. Immigration.
Immigration.
I didn't know if you wanted...
I would have jumped across the border, man, and tried to run from him, yeah.
Yeah, they would have mistaken the bag of cookies for a bag of oranges, and you don't want that to happen.
Gosh. Illegal British immigrant, tackle him!
Oh.
You should have said, my name is Sir Fumo Jive.
I've been knighted by the Queen of England. You will respect me.
They could have checked your teeth, and if your teeth are straight, you know you're American.
Oh. British Just people kidding. The world over go, oh, this guy is rubbish.
Yeah. This guy is a bloody wanker. So, Truth and Justice, how you doing? Welcome aboard.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us today. You actually, from what I heard, ran out and bought a microphone and downloaded Skype at the same time, and you made it a point to be on the show today.
Yeah, just about 15 minutes ago, went out, awesome. Got all the stuff, made sure I could be here. This great honor to be on this show.
Oh, we appreciate it. It's a great honor to have you on, and that's what you call determination. So, exactly where you're from, because there's an interesting story between you and Fumo Jive that I want you to get into.
Yeah, I'm from Torrance, California, which is actually Fumo's old hometown before he moved to Florida. And my wife and Mike's brother's wife are best friends, and so... I know Mike's brother and went to their wedding, and I met Mike there and had no idea that Mike was doing a Halo podcast at the time. So, pretty sweet.
Did he have anus armor on?
No.
Okay.
He actually looked pretty handsome with his tux. He was the best man, looking
nice.
Pretty handsome.
Is that the picture that you have on your MSN?
No, that was at my stepson's wedding, actually, yeah.
Okay. Because in that picture, you look like Steven Seagal. But anyway.
Oh, I do. Oh, nice.
I'm going to tell you one thing right now.
It's like, you know, 90 degrees, but he's not sweating. So anyway.
Dude, so, yeah, Steven Seagal sweats all the time, man. 100% of the time. Every time I see him, he looks like sweaty and greasy, man.
And we'll continue Truth and Justice, but... I remember what I forgot which movie it was, but he was in a train that was blowing up, and he's jogging casually off the train while it's like fire and smoke coming right at him.
Of course.
And he jumps off the train, and he wasn't sweating, and he had a freaking suit on.
He's a beast. Steven Seagal is a beast.
I don't know. We should make a list of Steven Seagal. Powers.
Dude, he can throat punch the environment. He can throat punch anything, man.
Without breaking a sweat. So sorry about that, Truth and Justice. So continue. You met Mike, aka
Yeah, I met Mike. Yeah, and then a couple of months later, I think you guys had just started up Podtacular, and I was browsing iTunes, and I found the podcast about episode 10, and I was listening to it, and I was like, man, this sounds exactly like Will, my friend. And I was like, man, this is so weird. How could he make a Halo podcast? And then I found out later it was his brother, and I was like, oh, man, my head's going to explode.
Wow.
So,
ain't that something?
Small world.
Dang. Did it explode?
No, I managed to keep it contained.
Okay, just checking.
But ain't that weird how you meet him at a party, and then you have no idea that that's actually him talking on iTunes and talking about Halo?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Small world, man.
Now, what, I mean, was Mike buff back then? I mean, was he...
Oh, like, yeah, he was super ripped. He put Vicious from Uncle Gamer's biceps to shame.
Oh, man.
He would have creamed it, so...
Better believe it, man.
That would have been the ultimate arm wrestling competition.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is, you know, as we all know that, you know, Vicious 696 is not really Vicious 696 that we know about. It's Quato 696, and there's a little guy that lives in Paris's biceps, so... I don't know, man.
I mean, I think I could have taken Steven Seagal with one arm without breaking a sweat and Quato 696 on the other arm and just be like, bam, both of them right down.
Bam!
And, bam, take it.
Yeah, but you don't, I mean, once Quato 696 goes, open your sleeve. I need to breathe. But anyway... I mean, there's a little joke going around with Quato 696, but regardless, but that's a great story. I mean, you told me before the show, and I couldn't believe it, just how coincidental that is.
Yeah, very small world.
So, Mr. Fumo Jive, or shall I call you Sir Fumo Jive, what's going on for today's show?
Well, today is the Multiplayer Tips and Map of the Month Construct for the week of February 19th here. This time we're going to be talking about how to level up and stay there on Construct. And just like some ins and outs of the maps, some better ways to deal with it. Also, some general multiplayer tips as we get along. We've got a lot of people that send stuff in. We've got a really packed set of show notes because it turns out we missed last week. But big thanks to Dialpex. We'll have the chance to say this here. Who produced the episode 148 and also was there with JVB to deal with all that while I was out in the land of tea and crumpets. So major thanks to him, man.
Hey, Truth and Justice, is it true that Fumo Jive had apple bottom jeans during the wedding?
Oh, yeah. He had very skinny jeans on, very emo.
Dude, they were karate Chuck Norris jeans, all right?
Oh, with the karate slippers.
They were very tight to accent his naturally beautiful legs.
Action jeans, action. I wouldn't be breaking a sweat, man.
But I bet he didn't sit down the whole night.
The curious bulge in his rear.
Oh, that was just wrong.
He has Quato in the back of his pants. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't think that was Quato.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. So let's move along.
Yeah, let's get started.
We have a lot to talk about here. We're going to start off with Fern07X, and the submission was, this must be one of the best hiding places in the whole of Construct. When you're playing oddball, pick up the bubble shield and get the ball. On the map, there is an orange lift that takes you to the top floor. Instead of doing this, go down the middle floor, and you will see two beams near the bottom of the map. Jump into the very far end of the right beam in the left. Jump to the far end of the right beam in the left corner. Okay. You will survive. Apologize. I'm not going to call, I'm just going to improvise here. When you get attacked, use the bubble shield and yay, you win. Keep on fragging trucks and please, can I have my personalized set of anus armor? Because his mother didn't buy him one for Christmas.
His mom. Now, he's from the land of Teen Crumpets too.
There you go. Now, apparently, he's talking about Lone Wolf. So this is pretty much a Lone Wolf game. I'm sure you could do it in team-based games as well. But I know what he's talking about. Not too many
team oddball. There's not too many
Diablo when it's in Lone Wolves. I just hate it.
So I guess he's saying go into one of those two side lifts, but then go onto the corner of it so you don't actually take the lift, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Nice. I didn't know you could do that. That's cool.
And so you kind of hide there.
Good deal.
I've seen people do it, and I mean, you have to know it, and once you, I mean, apparently, if you can't find the bomb carrier, the oddball carrier, you're gonna check there if you know about that particular spot.
Yeah. Of course, the bubble shield's way up there, so it's kind of hard to.
Yeah, you got to move all the way up, then all the way back down. So.
Yeah.
The bubble shiznizzle, and you got to hope the bubble shield doesn't teleport up in the beam.
Exactly. End up at the top.
I got you now. Whoops! There goes my bubble shield.
Whoa! All
right.
Well, on
okay,
to
I'll go.
Go for it.
The bounty says, "Hey guys, this is the bounties. Construct is probably my second favorite map. First thing to say, unless you know how to use it extremely well, don't pick up the flamethrower. If you start by going down in the center ramp to the flamethrower, throw a grenade into the missile pod section because there's a big chance that the other team's coming through there. If you kill them, then head up one of the grav lifts with a BR and plasma pistol. Noob combo, but it works." Disappointing. When you get up, head for the sword. If you see a red dot in the doorway, in the sword, I suggest you move back because another team probably has it. If that is it, so hit them with the plasma bolt and headshot them in the head. And if this does happen to kill you, then your teammate who should be with you can finish him off and get his sword. After you get his sword, head for the bubble shield and sword. You should set about for half a second because you can snipe the enemy. And if they get close to you, that you can drop the bubble shield and turn on your lightsaber.
No.
I hope to survive after all this. After the bubble shield drops, crouch walk next to a door and figure out if you want to jump into the grav lift room. If you do, then you should kill everyone there, and you, voila. I don't get that. That doesn't make any sense. kill everyone there, you.
Voila. Voila, you.
Okay.
Voila, well, you.
Makes perfect sense to me, man.
Dude, you gotta be up to date with your wallahs.
I know, yeah. Dang.
What's wrong with you, man?
Where you been, dude?
Gosh.
Then he goes on to say, you have a sniping angle to the yellow grav lift and into the other purple grav lift room. After that, it's up to you what you do next. I usually throw grenades around every corner just in case. Man, he's must have got like a pocket full of unlimited grenades or something. I usually run out after the first like 2 seconds. Just in case. Then you probably won't get all that done correctly, but maybe you can salvage some of those wise words and harvest them into your mind so the Flood can bring them to the grave mind so he can enter the construct and make in prohibited for all except Sentinels.
Wow.
He wants to give a shout out to Fumo Jive in England and to Dialpex, who did a good job with the last show. Grats.
Yeah,
man, he's got quite a in-depth strategy of what he does every time, it seems like.
Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Guess he's kind of like...
I actually, you know where, I mean, most people don't actually walk up the ramps to go up to the top?
Yeah.
I like to walk, I grab the sniper rifle, I'll jump down. The first ramp, which turns to the right to go to the second level, I'll stand on that corner and snipe and I'll have just enough of an angle where I can see some of the enemies going through the middle section on the top.
Oh, nice!
Where usually you'll see the sword carrier hiding in the corner and stuff like that. And I'll catch them once in a while as they're walking right by through that little small entrance. But you got to be pretty much precise. I mean, I'm not the best sniper, but most of the time, because of that angle, I'll just aim it to where their heads are going to be at.
Yeah.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Dude, that is a super good strategy, really, because, like, nobody ever goes on the second level. Everybody either spawns on the first or the third level, and if they're on the first, they take the lifts.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
That's it. You know, like, hardly anybody ever goes on the second level. And if you're there, you could probably get two or three snipes off at least before anybody, like, starts to say, all right, somebody go down there and kill that guy.
One time, granted, it was a casual game, but the opponents weren't. Usually, you'll see somebody with four guests. But everybody had a high ranking, and it was almost a certified Slayer match. And I stood in that two different times. One, I ran out of sniper ammo, so I had to go get BR. And the second time, I hear them, where the hell's the sniper? Where the hell's the sniper? And one guy's like, I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him.
Yeah.
And finally, he jumps down as I was scoped. I scoped out too late, and he got me, barely. But I went to the same spot again, and they didn't go after me. So I'm like, what a bunch of...
Uh-huh.
I'm going to...
Noobers.
Nice. Yeah, nooberizers. But no, it is a good spot, and I'm glad I can actually contribute to a tip that somebody didn't know.
All right, well, on to Nate the Gate, who says, it is common knowledge the Construct is like a tower map with two main levels with three grav lifts connecting them. Actually, I call it three main levels just because the bottom level has a roof, and I call that the second level, but that's just me. Which is where JVB was at. Team Slayer games on this map will almost always end up being just a contest to see who can gain control of the top floor. That's so true. This whole map seems so small because all the action takes place on the top floor primarily, you know.
This is as close to, and I cannot believe I forgot the map in Halo 2, that everybody went to the top. Wow, what was the name of that? I can't believe,
Where
the sword is at, and then you go towards the far right, far left, the energy power-up is there, the sword, everybody goes up the grav lift, and just they stay on top. Refresh my memory, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, with the trees inside, and you have the waterfall with the rockets underneath the water.
It's
an indoor map.
It was on the last update, right? On the last map.
No, it was a Halo 2 default map.
Oh, gosh, man, I don't know. I haven't played in so long. Yeah. I mean, none of us have, you know. So I'm sure you're not the only one that's having a memory.
I'm sure there's
right now.
People listening or calling me an idiot.
Yeah, they're gonna.
Darn it, man! I'm gonna put
a bunch of messages.
Yeah.
You guys are so dumb.
Well, yeah, it reminds me of that map.
Remember. Well, let's see. He says, Nate the Gate says, Team Slayer games on this map will almost always end up being a contest, like we said, to gain control of the top floor, whichever team has control of the top floor will just have players camping in each of the grav lifts, and it's not easy to get up there without dying. The way to do it is to wait until you have at least one more teammate with you, and go up the ramp on the side with a missile pod. There is a ramp, and then a bridge, a bridge-like thing that takes you to the next big yellow grav lift, then another ramp will take you to the higher level. Once going up the second ramp, have one person watch your back because it's easy for the camper of the big yellow grav lift to sneak up behind you. This is the best strategy to get up to the second story alive. I totally agree with him. I mean, because everybody takes the lifts because it's Halo. It's like instant gratification game, you know? Mm-hmm. Get the closest you can to the fight, and if you die, we'll start over and try to kill someone again. Quick, quick, quick! And if you die, start over and try to, you know, and if you kill him, yay, you killed him and killed another person quick. You know, it's like people don't have the patience to... you know, to do that kind of thing. And when you do, you really take them by surprise because no one expects it. They're looking at the lifts. They're looking at the people on the opposite side in the top level. And they're not paying attention to the ramps that go up.
Well, yeah, and I also totally fully agree with him because one of my favorite parts of this map is the missile pod. Because upstairs, once you get up there with it, you got in the tight corners around the corners. Like, it gets into tight. And that missile pod, it goes straight, and it just blows people up coming around the corner from the two grav lifts in the two rooms. They come around the corner thinking you're going to be there with the sword, and you just shoot a missile pod into their chest, and they just blow up. Oh, it's nothing more satisfying.
Wow, you sound like you really loved it.
I do.
I love you, missile pod.
Missile pod.
I mean, I can't even tell you how many fun file share... things I used to have of me shooting somebody in the face as they come around the corner.
I put you on my file share.
Oh.
Replay you all the time.
rewind, play.
I didn't know we were on Podtacular Idol.
Yeah, man.
It was utterly ridiculous. Preposterous. Nah, dog, that wasn't your best. Didn't we do this last year? Didn't I try to imitate Randy Jackson last year and I sounded like a dork?
So I don't know, man. Exactly. That's pretty close, though. Wow.
You can be
the Randy Jackson idol, dude.
Aw, I could be Paul Abdul if you want.
Yeah, anyway. That's a little too scary for me.
Whoa. I can be whatever Paula. You like.
Aww.
Creep me out, man.
Oh, man. All right,
who's so, next?
I'm next. And before we move on, I have a strategy that I also do. I'm pretty good in this map.
Oh, bring it, man.
Don't mean to brag, but anyway. What I tell my teammates, and usually I get one person who follow me. I tell them all the time, especially when we're blue team. Blue team starts outside. Red will start inside in the bottom level. So you're going to instantly meet somebody in the bottom, in the very bottom where the blowtorch is at.
Yeah.
Not blowtorch.
Flamethrower.
Flamethrower.
Where
there
the Zippo is at.
little blowtorch. I'm going to weld your helmet to the side of the wall. Anyway.
You're stuck. Now what are you going to do, hey?
Uh-huh.
You're going to cry, Master Chief.
Oh.
What are you going to do, eh? What's going to happen now?
So I go in there, and you have the center area. Then on the left is where the flamethrower is at. I chuck grenades there, and I kill somebody without even knowing they're there. Because usually they're going to go for the flamethrower. If we're in the lead right away, I tell everybody, stay in the bottom and let them come to us. We did that one time, and it worked. Where to the point where they started camping in the bottom, simply because you can monitor the openings a lot better. Plus, what I do, I take the energy drainer, which is right in front of the grav lift.
Yeah.
And I'll crouch. So when they're coming in, they usually respawn, or they're coming in to grab something. I'll kill them. Or if there's a few of us in there, we'll stay in there, crouch, so nobody knows we're there. If more than, you know, if we're outnumbered, I'll jump into the grav lift and then throw the energy drainer in case they follow me. So one time I did it, and three guys followed me, and I threw the energy drainer and threw a grenade, and boom, I got a triple kill.
Nice.
So that usually works, too, because people usually don't expect you to be there, just standing, like, right in the middle of the open, you can obviously escape and just wait for him to follow you, and then, you know, he's that meat. So I advise you to do that.
Okay, let's take a short break from the multiplayer tips for Construct and get to something a little bit different here. JVB and I recently attended the Gamertag Radio 3-year anniversary Community Vibes event in Miami, Florida. It was a great time, got to meet a lot of community members and play a lot of cool games. Naturally, there was a Halo tournament there, and we got to talk to the winner of that tournament. It was a 24-person tournament, I think. And this guy beat out the entire PMS clan, and he did a fantastic job. He talks a little bit about what kind of strategies he used to win that tournament. Let's listen to what he has to say. It's some really good stuff, and as you can hear, the party is jumping in the background.
All right, Fumo Jive here.
I'm JVB.
And I'm Dinko Gano.
Welcome, man. I understand you just won the Halo 3 tournament, sponsored by Game Breakers, at the Gamertag Radio Community Vibes event.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
Yeah, and there was a lot of stiff competition out there. There was even some PMS members, and I managed to somehow reach the round three. So congratulations. It was a very good competition today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That means a lot.
I understand you go to Game Breakers a lot over there. Can you tell us a little bit about Game Breakers, what it is, and what they do over there?
Okay, Game Breakers is a LAN center. It's been newly established. They deal with a lot of next-gen games. They have a wide setup from everything from your Wii games and Wii Baseball up to PS3 games, Heavenly Sword, and one of the bigger, one of the larger communities is the Xbox 360, where they host Gears of War, Call of Duty 4, and Halo 3.
Yep, and we're here by Mr. Danny Pena Godfrey himself.
Oh, what's going on? Oh, I thought you were interviewing him. What's going on, Pataclio?
We're interviewing.
Props, Pataclio Legends, Halo Legends. My voice is pretty gone.
No, we're not Halo Legends. This is the guy right here who took everything today.
Yeah, man, you're nice, man.
So what do you do? I mean, do you have a training regimen? I mean, do you just casually play and you were on a roll today, or was it you know, set up for you to win?
Well, it's a little both. To be honest, I haven't played in a while, so I was a bit rusty. Yeah. But that's like 2-3 weeks ago. What I try to do in just about any game and anything I do in life is I try to get better and see the flaws and work towards that. So, you know, going through new challenges, exceeding in a video game is something that I enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. So you must have done a lot of work, I mean, just in general. Long. I mean, if you're saying you're rusty on that, I hate to see you when you're doing really well, man.
All right.
I got to say,
thanks,
I mean, I got...
Thanks a lot. Rubbing it in.
I was watching that last round, too, and it was neck and neck with that other PMS girl lost by two at the last one. So that must have been pretty tough, that last round.
Oh yes. That girl, she was giving me trouble the entire tournament.
Yeah.
I mean, and the HD, I'm not used to that type of TV. There's a certain... I always notice that there's a certain movement, lag difference in the in the gameplay, and it was just me kind of trying to compensate for my lack of skill at the time and the lag.
Fine detail. So do you have any tips for the Podtacular listeners that they can practice for situations like you were saying, compensating for lag?
Oh, definitely. Well, first you have to always come with an open mind. Don't always try to have a set strategy and just, you know, try to have fun. Learn to make mistakes and accept those and move on and improve on them. That's all.
Right on.
Advice.
And, you know, we're on the last round, it was Guardian. I saw you did really well on that. Can you give some people some tips on how to play well on Guardian, like some certain things that you do to, like, just give your game an edge?
Okay, well, if you're playing free-for-all, more likely somebody is going to be spawning where you have the camouflage. And if you respawn at the bottom of the stage, the bottom right, there's a boot shot. So you can go up through the lift and just unload on them. It's almost a completely safe tactic. Also, what I suggest doing is switch between bottom and top consistently, not staying in the same place, and just make sure you have a kill weapon. Just make sure you have a quick kill weapon. As long as you have that, you can win on Guardian.
Yeah, that was a Warthog that just drove by.
All right, man. Well, thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's get medieval on their ass.
Welcome back to Podtacular.
That's a good point.
Okay, so Vigi Pendar. He says, "Hey, Podtacular, Vigi is sending in some tips and tricks for the map of Construct. I find that when you have the sword, it is much better to use it if you use it stealth-wise, meaning that only pull it out when you need it." Now that doesn't sound right, but I know what he's talking about. This way, opponents won't backpedal while firing at you. So you he kind of misspelled a few things. So it says, so you can't get close enough to use it, which is pretty obvious. So to clarify things here a little bit, don't run around with the sword, because obviously if I see you with the sword, I'm not going to go near you, so you're not going to use it. And you're just going to be swinging at me while I'm shooting at you.
Yep.
So be slick about it, crouch walk, whatever, hide it, and most of the time somebody will come up to you, try to melee you, and then you have the sword, and, you know, somebody screams out profanity on the other end.
Ah, bam.
yeah, I've been there plenty of times. It says, on the middle level, there are two posts that are that are quick route to the sword spawn. Also, the flamethrower is better used in tight spaces, so that even if you die, you'll take them with you. Keep on fragging, mouthy noobs. I'm bad with the flamethrower.
Yeah. I got something on the flamethrower. I was actually watching, if you guys have you guys taken any, like, the army training on Xbox Live? Have you guys seen that at all?
I've seen it. I
haven't bothered to try and
need it. You know, I gotta have the army training. You know, the videos on those are really cool. They're well done, and they give not just, like, a basic understanding, but they actually give, like, some advanced stuff on there. Like, for instance, the sniper one, they showed some specific sniper perches on different maps that are really good sniper perches to where you're nice. Very well hidden. And on the flamethrower, that one, I learned some stuff that I didn't. You know, I learned that the flamethrower, yeah, it can be a crappy weapon and everything, but if you really know how to use it, it can be potentially a really good weapon in tight quarters and in like tight to mid-range kind of thing, as long
so
as they're coming towards
the
you.
They were showing you.
Well, for instance, like, if you're firing at them with a flamethrower, always shoot towards the ground and also, like, pump the trigger, because, like, it'll make the ammo go less, and it'll it'll still do, like, just as much, pretty much. So,
okay.
But definitely, like, if you guys get the chance, you know, check out those videos on Xbox Live. It's on the marketplace, I'm sure, under the US Army or something like that.
Yes,
I'm not sure exactly. But, yeah, definitely download those and check those out. I mean, all the stuff, you know, they're really good. It's worth checking out. You know, even if you're at a high level, it's definitely, you might find some specific sniper perches or different things like that that you didn't otherwise know about.
Exactly. Awesome.
Yeah. And, of course, there's free gamer picks and themes and things like that. And the themes aren't half bad. I was using them actually before, you know. And I'm usually not one to even use free themes and things like that, but they're good.
Yeah, they're getting a lot better. We'll just put it that way.
But, yeah, no, yeah. Word.
Well, Patmos987 says, "The only real tip I have for this map is stay away from the Gravelists when all possible. I don't know how many people have been taken out and been taken out by them going up the Gravelift and just waiting there with the sword.
Yep.
I used to always head up the Gravelifts, but now I try the ramps on the side instead and use a combination of the BR or assault rifle to sneak up on someone camping at the lift, and so I can start camping with the sword myself. Besides, I try to keep a BR with me as so I can shoot across the other hallway."
No, that's a good idea. We definitely
sounds like he likes to swap positions with the guy with the sword, just be the guy camping at the thing.
Oh, absolutely, and that's usually how we win those matches, is once you control the swords, because sometimes, most of the time, you'll have two swords.
Yeah. I like to stay away from that whole sword region over there in the lifts. I like I tend to stay near the orange Gravelift with a BR, and usually I'll pass by those lifts and grab the one of the brute maulers.
Yeah.
And I'll hide at the top of the orange lift, and as soon as people come up there, I'll give them the 1-2 punch.
Nice.
Now, or BR about, that's coming around.
The thing about hiding there is there's not really anywhere you can escape.
Yeah.
So once they start, you know, spamming grenades toward that direction, you're pretty much dead meat unless you can manage to dodge a few and jump down.
Yeah, what I like to do usually is I'll hide. I'll stand on the rim, you know, the rim of it's like the border of where the orange lift is, and I'll stand on that thing, and if I hear someone coming up, I'll hop down and give them the 1-2 punch. That way, I'm kind of safe from grenades if I stay on that thing, because the grenades usually don't really make it fully all the way around the corner, and I can still see the people running up to those other lifts where everybody goes to, because I want to get in on that sword action.
Man, I wish I remembered that map.
Oh, that the map is bugging you from Halo 2.
Okay, it was a very popular capture the flag map. There's a not a gravity lift.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Elevator lift, then a small waterfall, and then in the bottom level the sword spawns. Then above that the rocket spawns, and then there's two palm trees. And then there's,
I know exactly what you're talking about, and that was my favorite map. You're talking about the one where it was kind of like an Aztec ruin kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Indoors.
Okay.
Right. It was an indoor room.
Yeah.
No, I know. It was mixed up now. But it was well, actually, it looked indoors. There was the glass, the see-through ramp where you can see people going up on the left, and the armor was there. Then you had the popular, you know, spot where everybody stood on top with the sniper rifles, where they spawn on top. And then you had your sword guy protecting the lift and looking down, and you had the shotgun on the right side, right next to some small airlifts. Yeah, it's. I'm not doing a good job.
I wish the listeners could just like yell through their headsets and go like, "It's this map, you idiot!" You know,
retard,
dumbass. But I was gonna say about that orange lift and everything. The only thing with that is that there is one BR on that side. And there's two BRs downstairs, so you can like grab those BRs as you spawn and then go up that orange lift if your team controls that side. But if they don't, then that team is kind of like underpowered, because the opposite side has two BRs. It has, you know, maulers, and it has, you know, the sword on that side. So it's like you're fine on that side as long as the other team spawns, you know, on the other side or below, and then it's even, you know what I'm saying? It's just kind of a weird balance going on there. Like as long as the spawns work right, it's an even balance. But if they don't, then it's a little weird.
Yep. No, there's a lot of strategy to this map. It's not simply the typical Halo's camp upstairs. That really doesn't work anymore like it used to.
Yeah.
Yeah. People, I mean, with most maps in Halo and most multiplayer games, it's all about having a good team and communicating. I mean, you'll do so much better doing that than
especially in this map.
Yeah.
Especially in this match. There's so many different ways to get up there. And we haven't even mentioned the fact that you can actually climb up through the back area on these little beams. You can just walk straight up to where the energy drain spawns towards the back end of sword.
Yeah, I remember which... I remember the name of the map you're talking about.
Okay.
It's Ivory Tower.
There we go.
Ah, so yeah, I was thinking of an entirely different map. All right.
Oh, you were thinking of Ivory Soap.
Yeah, man.
Well, just thinking clean. About how he needs to take a shower.
Yeah, oh. I was like, his armpits, man. Ooh. Been 3 or 4 days, jeez.
I'm definitely not zestfully clean today.
I know, man. Not fully clean. Well, on to KTP11. He says, one of the best weapons to use on Construct is a carbine. With the BRs far outnumber the carbines, it's a good idea to always have one handy. Countless times I've saved my teammates by using it. If your teammate is in a beatdown fight for the carbine, it's your best bet to put on some shots with the enemy and keep your teammate with the upper hand. The bubble shield is very useful in Construct. It saves you from the very constant grenade spamming that happens and gives you an opportunity to utilize weapons like the Spartan laser and the sword, although it's annoying. The bubble shield can seldom be used as an offensive weapon also. If you're being chased by a laser or rockets, then throw it at them before they fire. Also, throwing it at a full team will reflect grenades quite often. That's a good point. Okay, cool. So help me out here. Now, I cruised through this map pretty thoroughly, but I completely missed the laser and the what else was there? The carbine altogether. I didn't see any carbines.
So. Lasers and
remember the carbine at all. I don't think it's on that map unless they did an update that I missed.
The laser. The laser. If you spawn in the bottom.
Okay.
It's like the opposite of where the right missile pod.
Oh, okay. Okay, it's just the opposite corner there. All right. Got it.
On like a small balcony.
Okay. Yeah, but I haven't seen any carbines. I mean,
yeah, I don't remember seeing a carbine unless I haven't gotten an update, or maybe he's playing a custom game or something.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. All right, so Nick the Quick says, what's up, Podtacular? This is one of my favorite levels to play. When you start the game, make sure to pick up the flamethrower or the missile pod and tell your teammates to stay back and wait a second for the other team to run through and get to the main lift. Blast them and get an early lead. Pretty much what I was talking about a little earlier. Then go to the top floor and get the energy sword and wait by the lifts till the enemy comes up. If you do these things, you can get an easy win. Keep on fragging hunters with Tom Selleck mustaches and anus armor.
Nice.
Wow, it's amazing. Yeah. Everybody remembers these things
that yeah, man.
To come up with.
Inside jokes well, return again and again.
Oh, yeah. Never get enough of them. Well, Tapio says, hey, what's up, dudes? This is Tapio again. Gamertag, I think it's II. Tapio, II. I got a few tips for Construct to share. One, before you're going up on the small purple lift, make sure to grab a plasma pistol and start charging it up on your way up. If someone is up there, and you let go of the charge, it'll instantly hit them, and you'll win with the beatdown every time because of how the melee system works. Plasma pistol is also useful when you are with friends who have battle rifles. Just charge blast and let your friends clean the kill. Hmm. Yeah, that's something that I've always kind of agreed with, and something I kind of will do every once in a while is keep a plasma pistol and charge it up and just let the plasma hit the guys and let my teammates clean it up because, I mean, I'm not one of the people who care too much about being at the top of the game at the end. It's all about the team win, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, anything that helps the team is going to be more beneficial to you and boosting your rank. Because, I mean, if you're out there by yourself trying to do the noob tube or the noob combo, you're not going to be doing that great. So, and then number two, he says, make use of the power drainer. Grab the power drainer and the way that you can block enemy path for a while. If you see an enemy team run to you and you're at the top of the purple lift, just exit the room and make sure to leave the power drainer there to hold the enemy back. Seems like a pretty good thing for blocking the guys.
Yeah.
He says to make sure you look at the radar. If you're at the top of the purple lift, make sure to keep your eyes on the radar. It's easy to spot enemies who are trying to come up from the lift. Yeah, but the radar is kind of confusing. Sometimes I walk into that room and I'm not sure if there's a guy in there or if he's down below me.
Yeah.
And I kind of get tripped up. Hmm. So I kind of stay away from those rooms. I mean, that's just my personal. I just huck grenades and keep my distance. And then make sure to throw some grenades to the top of the lifts before going up. And he says, keep on fragging dinosaurs who are Arbiter's wannabes.
No.
And he says, shout out to the whole Podtacular community for the haters out there. Don't take our kindness for weakness.
Word. There you go.
Yeah, man.
Viva la revolution.
Viva.
Viva Los Angeles.
Man. All right, it's time for another break from the Construct Tips to get to another interview from the Gamertag Radio Community Vibes event. We have one here with the PMS clan, the all-female, all-butt-kicking clan that really kicked butt at the Halo 3 tournament they had at Community Vibes there. Turns out I was actually matched up with four of them on the first round, and those four took the top four in that round, while the rest of us were tied for last. So they take this stuff very seriously, and it turns out they take a very methodical approach to high-level gameplay in Halo 3. Let's hear what they had to say about that.
Hey, it's Boomer Jive here with
JVB
and
Lady Luck PMS,
PMS Firestar Fox,
PMS Wicked Bait,
Hot Chief PMS Delta Division Leader.
Welcome, ladies. Glad to see you here.
Yeah. Now, you guys came from different locations, or are you all from the same area?
We're all from Florida, but different areas in Florida.
Okay. What was the furthest?
Central Florida, from Orlando area.
Okay. Oh, nice. All right, cool.
4 hour, right? That's where you came from.
Yeah, 4 hours. Hour and a half, maybe.
But what happened to the PMS plane? I heard about the PMS plane.
It's elsewhere. It's busy this weekend, yeah.
Ah, the private jet, huh?
Yeah.
So I understand you were number two in the finals there. That was a really close match. I was watching that towards the end. That was tight. I mean, you really closed the loss towards the end and just barely missed it.
Yeah, by two kills, I missed some of the shots I should have had, and it caused my loss.
You did really good, though. I mean, it was really, you were covering like every possible angle everywhere you went, and just knowing where to go is just a step above where I could possibly be.
Part of it is that a lot of people like to camp, and it's a lot easier for you to get kills and not get killed by moving around a lot and keeping track of all of your sides.
Nice.
Now, it was funny because they had just walked in, enjoyed the tournament, and they were doing top four will remain in the tournament. And all four of them remained in the tournament on the first round. So that's when I knew we were in trouble. Pretty much.
You know, I was in that round, too, and I was tied for the bottom three. And I'm like, what is the deal? I mean, why am I playing this bad? I was pretty much last. But now I knew JV was like, yo, man, top four, PMS. I'm like, oh, now I get it. All right.
So how often do you guys practice, if at all, on Halo 3?
Me, at least 2 hours a night.
Really?
Yeah, at least, wow, if not more. Yeah.
Every night?
Most every night. Lots more on the weekends.
Yeah.
Wow. That's some serious help.
Do you split the practices?
Well, we have divisional practices where we work on using our BR. We play games specifically for snipers to learn our sniping skills, driving into vehicles. So it's different things every night. But so we're honing all of our skills. Communication, definitely.
So you really take it seriously, then. You really like break it down between all the skills and to be able to take everything down. That's
absolutely.
Nice.
You have to. I mean, otherwise, I mean, it sounds kind of selfish, but how are you going to win if you don't cover every single basis and practice on a constant basis? And especially communication, teamwork is key.
We annoy the crap out of people in matchmaking when we go in, because we talk to each other and we call things out and give people shut up, and we just keep going.
Constant call-outs get us the win, and that's what it is. I don't even have to look; I know that someone's over at sniper spawn. So the feedback is great, and if any team is in, they better have some really good communication, so they're not going to advance.
Nice.
Exactly, and that's something that we try to preach in Podtacular, but you're hearing it here, and it's a key element. And even though they were each playing in free-for-all, you can kind of see that there was some coordination going there, that they all kind of knew each other's techniques. How difficult was that to know that your clanmate was going to be pretty much doing the same thing you were?
Well,
We all know that Lady Luck over here is going to kill us, so, you know, we kind of try to stay away from her and kill the other people.
Hope for the weakest link.
You know, we were talking about call-outs here. Now, do you guys have, like, kind of a system of where everything has a specific name? You know right what someone's saying when they say it and everything like that? You know what I'm talking about? Like, different locations?
Yeah,
all have. You don't call it one thing, you call it this thing?
I think it narrows, I believe, one our male counterparts, the H2Os, actually invented the... kind of like from football, like the 40 and the 50 and the 20. So when you get to the middle of the court and on the top level, you know, there's like certain lines on the middle. They exactly, each point is like the 30, the 20, the 50.
Good deal.
Yeah. I love that, really.
It's very simplistic. Why didn't we think of that, man?
I don't know. That does work.
Because everything on there looks essentially the same, so it was a way to break it down. You know, like their 20, their 30, our 50, our 40. So it breaks it down.
Maybe we could do the same thing for like a cricket game, you know, the left center. There's like 47 different positions in cricket, so it could get complicated.
A lot of team building games that are just fun games, but it gets you familiar with each other and call out. We have example play Halo Football, which is a custom game that we made on Forge, or one of our teammates made on Forge.
It's so much fun. Paintball.
Right.
Paintball.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. We have so much fun.
Awesome.
But team building, not just strats and not just serious all the time. We take the time to have fun together too.
Let's talk a little bit about what PMS is and how girls can get involved with it. Well, let's start with what PMS is.
PMS is the largest all-female competitive gaming clan. We are multi-platform. We have competitive divisions on Xbox 360, PS3, and PC. And any girls that come in with having 8 girls at least interested in running regular practices can start their own division on any game they want. So there's tons of opportunities and tons of possibilities of where you can play. And we always, you know, help out. We switch games. We look for tournaments, even if it's not on our game, to help ladies play and get involved.
Nice.
Awesome. And you were, your name is again? Sorry about that.
Hot Chief PMS.
Okay, so you say you were... your exact title?
I'm a division leader for PMS Delta.
Okay, so now are you all part of the same division?
Three of us are from PMS Delta, and Mandy, Lady Luck, is a former PMS Delta member.
So exactly, Delta, is it a ranking that you kind of advance through, or is it just a separate division?
All of our divisions are equal in rank.
Okay.
So there's no hierarchy or anything?
We have so many girls, we have to break them down into 3 or 4 divisions because we have, especially in Halo, we have so many girls that play.
Delta is the biggest division in PMS.
Yeah.
Wow. It's very much like almost like a cultural thing. Each division has its own atmosphere, its own like characteristics that make it different, and girls will look for where they're most comfortable and where they enjoy to play the most.
Now, do you have like inter-division competitions?
No.
Competition.
Remember, we're all girls, and you know we don't want drama. And that tends to come from that competition.
Okay. We have interdivisional practices, but not competition.
That makes sense. So you mentioned how girls can get involved with bringing an 8-person team. Is there any other way they can get involved? Like if someone's just one girl and they consider themselves really good, but you know they want to be able to join with other girls that are competitive. How do they do that?
Absolutely, and you don't even have to consider yourself very good. We take girls at any skill level who are dedicated with a good attitude, and we figure you can come in, as long as you have the right attitude, you can come in and train and become better. We can all improve.
That's
why we're practicing. I was so bad when I first started at Halo. I couldn't even use a VR.
Wow, and here she is getting second place at this tournament, man. That's saying something right there.
So bad.
You will get better as much practices as we have in the training we do. If you're horrible coming in, I was very horrible. Yeah. You will get better. Thank you. You will get better.
Well, it goes to show you practice makes almost perfect, and the more you practice, the better you become.
Definitely.
Here first.
Especially when they split it up that way to go into like all in detail on all the different tactics they use in Halo, and to be able to handle them like each individually, you know, be good at everything. So that's great. Definitely. So where can they find out more info about PMS Clan?
You can go to www.pmsclan.com and check out our forums where girls can get recruited, guys can check out our brother clan, H2O, and anybody can just become involved and play with the community.
Nice. All right, well, thanks very much, ladies.
Thank you. And once again, can you each introduce yourselves one more time?
Hot Chief PMS, Delta Division Leader.
PMS Wicked Fate, Delta Division Staff Member.
PMS Firestar Fox.
Layla PMS, PMS Elite Member.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you.
You know what's weird? My thumbs are tired and my eyes stink.
Welcome back to Podtacular.
Okay, so Blazing Medic says, "Hey guys, it's Blazing Medic again. I just noticed that in an earlier game, but it might be useful for some people, or people who don't pay attention to spawning. Okay, when the game starts, each team spawns either by the flamethrower or by the missile pod, so grab some stickies and stick away! Also, to get to the support beams out of the map in Forge, spawn a Banshee or a Hornet. Get in the Hornet or Banshee and fly out of the map and approach the beam. Switch to Forge mode and make a teleporter to get out of the map. Well, these might already be discovered, but I just found them out, so pretty proud of it. Okay. Keep on fragging snakes on Anthony Bourdain and people who frag trucks, dude." Aww. Anthony Bourdain rocks, man. Yeah. Yeah, that's like one of the few shows. It's like one of the few shows I can watch with my wife, man. It's a good show.
That's the one that eats like fruit testicles and stuff, right?
You're thinking of like Bizarre Foods with Andrew Zimmerman. Yeah, that guy is freaky, man.
No, but Anthony Bourdain is the tall dude.
Yeah, yeah.
New York accent.
He eats some freaky stuff and all, but the other guy, man, he eats like turtle hearts and crazy crap, man. He's like, yeah, anything you can imagine. Like meat that is like intentionally spoiled and...
Oh, yeah.
You see the one where he ate gerbil heads and stuff.
Oh, oh nice. No!
He cracked their skull. I watched it. They like barbecue it in South America, and then they crack the skull, and he sucks the brain out.
Oh man!
Sick.
I know Richard Gere was pissed at that one.
He was like, "That could have been useful."
Oh. No!
What a Fluffy. Waste! Anus armor.
But the bumps. Anyway.
Okay.
Those inside adult jokes. Anyway. Gosh, Halo yeah. Freak Bunny sends in a submission, but I'm not going to read the submission because it doesn't, it has nothing to do with the actual what we're talking about. But I do want to read the Keep On Fragging submission. It says, "Keep on fragging telemarketers who try to sell you overpriced knockoff versions of low quality anus armor."
Yeah.
I could just picture that conversation right now. "Hi, I'm selling high quality anus armors for those that you absolutely love.
You must have. It's a must have for every household.
You order now."
And they ask you rhetorical questions like, "Do you want to keep your anus?"
I guess. You enjoy people. No, let me stop.
Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah. So, Oddfluence. Thank you, Freak Bunny. Halo Freak Bunny.
Thank you so much.
Wow. "Hey, Podtacular, now assuming Construct is the extreme super camping fest that I think it is, I have a few tips. This is probably the easiest map to snipe from below the target. There are so many places you can hit from. Have fun doing it. Thanks." and another thing before going up to the mini lifts, try to push the exploding things. Talking about the exploding canisters.
Yeah.
And grenade up there before you go flying up there. Yeah. Which yeah, you throw a few exploding canisters and why am I saying canisters?
Are you talking about like the things against the walls? I mean, but you can't break those off,
exploding,
can you?
Wow, man. No. Actually, there are some exploding. Holy moly, my memory.
Holy guacamole.
Exploding, you shoot them twice and they blow up. Oh, man. Anyway, you roll those up the grav lift.
Right.
They go up, they explode, fusion throw force. A bunch of grenades. And you pretty much, if anyone's too close, for example, Truth and Justice was talking about how he likes to stand right on the ledge.
Yeah.
That would affect him.
Yeah.
So, it says, as for the big lift, anytime you see that gold fuzzy glow, toss a grenade into it. So many people toss power drainers, and you might get an easy kill. I know I got a double kill from a rainbow grenade tossed into it. It's really fun. On team games, take the flamethrower and throw it off the edge. Now, this part I didn't get. Throw it off the edge. Throw it off the edge of the map. There is no point in anyone having it unless their whole team quits. Now, I really don't get this, but apparently you want us to throw away the flamethrower off the side of the ledge for some particular reason.
Okay.
In which case,
I think he's just saying like unless you're the only person left on your team, there's no point in having it, and so he's wanting you to just throw it off the edge so nobody has it.
Yeah, no, I understand about nobody having it, but it will eventually respawn. I'm sure it takes longer. But he's talking about their whole team quitting. So whatever, he goes, whatever you do, don't camp. There are so many ways into wherever you are that you're almost a bigger target in the camp than in the open. This is a great map for grenades around the corner, so don't camp. You make the game unfun for noobs. I don't camp. I don't camp, and I still pwn all the noobs. Anyways, this is one of my favorite maps. You guys rock, and I miss Fumo Jive. Go frag the truck already.
I'm Thank working you on
Opfluence.
It.
You know, 3 years Fumo later, Jive's going to literally do that and go to prison.
Yeah.
So he's going to call me up. He's going to ask for bail.
Like, help, man. Bubba's here.
We're going to have to want that cornbread.
don't drop the soap.
Make sure you have your anus armor.
Nightlight 82 says, "Hey guys, Nightlight 82 here, and here are my tips for Construct. Well, first, in this level, BR is key. You'll need a BR no matter what. Just some general tips is good to try to stay back and BR or snipe on this level. The lifts on this level make the combat very interesting, so there are many matches where I find myself shooting or grenading the lift. The other things to worry about on this level is to how to jump out of this level quite easily, to jump off the back so you can land in the corner where there is no ground. Oh, the power drainer is very helpful on this level if used correctly. SP, yeah. I think he meant PS.
Close enough.
SP, and YEAS. I'm thinking he's saying
SP.
Yes. I think he's supposed to say yes. Those are my tips. And then he says keep on kicking badunkadunk. Yeah. And I have recently found a piece of nay-nay, and it was quite fuzzy. A shout out to Chucky J for being awesome. And yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned nay-nay before that one.
Ah.
That's a record.
It is. It is for quite a few shows now.
Now we'll probably get flooded with Nene stories.
The search for Nene continues, man.
Way to go. You brought it back up.
Thank you, Nightlight. The obligatory Nene comment. It must be.
I like this next guy's gamer tag. Or what if that's his gamer tag?
Man of Popsicle says, I'm sure many of you have seen this already on the Advanced Sniper Purchase training videos on the Xbox Live Marketplace, which might happen to be the Army videos, if you hadn't known. If you haven't, listen up. This is a really difficult, this is like super difficult, but good sniping perch. Okay, when you're coming up to the ramp from the sword spawn, so you're like coming out from the sword spawn into that main area, right? And there's those windows in front of you, and then there's those areas off to either side that go around towards the back orange lift. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're coming out, and there's that, like, T. It comes to a T, pretty much, and it keeps going on to the sniper rifle, but there's that point right there, okay? Okay, if you look forward, and you can see the sniper spawn, there are two walls of glass, bulletproof wall. Get a frag grenade and a power drain. This is very difficult to do, and should take you a very long time to perfect, unless you have ninja-like timing and are used to grenade jumping to get to places. Get a running start towards the corner of where one of the bulletproof walls and the normal wall meet, and throw a grenade into the corner. The second before it blows up, jump directly above it and throw the power drain. Now, you should be high in the air while throwing the power drain. Jump off the power drain. You might think I'm crazy, but it works. Once you're up there, just look around. You'll find the sniper spot I'm talking about. This is very hard to explain without being able to take a video for you guys. If you really want to try it, then take a look up on YouTube. It might be there. Try some different timing techniques, like jumping before the grenade goes off, whatever works for you. This is one of the hardest grenade jumps in the game. Have patience while doing this one. If you can't understand my explanation, I'm sure there's other people around the Podtacular forums that can explain it better. Okay, long series of shoutouts. Shoutouts to Kronos143, Gizzo Jr., Angseth, XXSBTR, ChaosXXX, BTR Pyro, and the US Navy. Navy accelerating your life. Oh, nice. Oh, get one off late there. Good one. Oh, I think we're owed money for that one.
Exactly.
Keep fragging that dang corner on Construct and keep grenade jumping off hairy dumplings that wear anus armor on their ears. Dang. Combo breaker. Nice.
Oh, man.
Okay, so.
It's amazing how people find these.
Do you guys understand what he's talking about there?
Yeah.
I'm trying to imagine. I've never seen it done.
Okay.
I've never seen it done either, but this kind of stuff is pretty hard to do, and I can't imagine somebody. Now we're going to get a bunch of listeners who are going to go out and try to do it in games, and they're just going to stand and get killed, like. While they're trying to do it a bunch of times, so.
This is a ridiculously difficult grenade jump. Like, you have to, like you're saying, you have to grenade jump, and then you have to launch your power drainer, and then jump off the power drainer in midair. Because it's so high. So, like, as you're coming out from the sword spawn, there's those two glass walls, and there's a space between them to go to the sniper. You go basically to the corner of the left, or either the left or the right glass wall, and then right where that meets the area where it turns around, you go to that corner where you're leaning against the wall, right? And then that's where you drop the grenade and then jump off the power drainer. And then you're at the top of that wall, basically. You're at the top of that glass wall. And then you jump off of there, and there's this, like, upper area where there's this ridiculous sniping perch that you can just take anything out, you know, unless someone gets a BR beat on you or something like that. And then, you know, hopefully you can snipe them before they finish you off. But man,
I've actually seen people jump off the ledge and land at the very bottom of the map and in a spot where they didn't die.
Wow.
I don't know the purpose of that, but I'm assuming
that'd be good, like, for oddball
and stuff. Yeah. I mean, you could still kill them, and I actually did. At first I didn't know what people were talking about, and this guy kept screaming, "He's down here!" Finally, I scoped in and saw him and sniped him, and they tried doing it again, sniped him as he jumped, and I mean, I was like, "Wow, how do people just find these things?"
So I got a question for you guys. Speaking of which, now, in Halo 2, you can only do grenade jumps if you were host, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in Halo 3, is it anybody can do grenade jumps?
I don't know. I never tried grenade jump.
Yeah, I don't grenade jump regularly.
Yeah, because, I mean, you take out your shields, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to do it in Halo 2 all the time, but now I wouldn't even bother because really don't need to.
Well, if any of you guys know out there, if anybody can do grenade jumps or if it's only the host, you know, send us a message on podtacular.com for sure.
Educate us, please. Do it. All right, so. Okay, I'm going to move on here. And, I'm going to have trouble.
Paradigm.
Here. There we go. And I was just testing you out. Paradigm Shift. He says, on Construct, players are used to seeing red dots on their radar that are out of reach because of the many layers. If you're on the top floor near the sniper or sword and see red dots, it will often confuse players if you jump down and either kill them or kill them at the bottom or follow them up the purple lift. Also, don't forget that the two skinny slanted bars leading up to the sword are meant to run up. And often, you can nab easy kills by grabbing the plasma grenades near the bottom and running up and ambushing players at the sword flat. These spires are also useful if the opposing team has control of the top. And going up these the lifts means certain death. Yes, that's what I was talking about before, going up these little beams and ambushing your enemies from the back. Finally, always keep the weapon spawns in mind. 95% of the time, one of the two molars that spawn in the bottom will be present, allowing you to grab one and head up a purple lift and give someone a faceful. Also, remember that two frags spawn near the bottom of the ramp that wraps around the back of the yellow lift. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about those. These can be helpful when being chased, or if you need a nade to lob up the fuel rods. Now, that's what I was trying to mention before, the fuel rods.
Yeah.
The very bottom of the level, there's a few scattered in front of the two purple lifts. And it says ambush campers at the top of the yellow. All right. So thank you for that one.
That's something to keep in mind is those ones that are embedded in the wall. Make sure to keep an eye out for those, because those take one BR shot to blow up. Mm-hmm. That's it. You don't have to hit them multiple times even. So, you could really take out a lot of people with those. They cause a huge explosion, and often they'll take out multiple ones around it. So keep an eye out for those when they're available, You could really, you could just blow up a whole area of people,
Mm-hmm. No, there's plenty of those. And, of course, that's strategically put there to prevent camping. So remember that.
Yeah. Well, the Hawk 442 says...
Nice.
Hey, Jinx, personal Jinx.
You guys know each other.
He says, on Construct, it's important to be wary of what's around you, since the map is basically two big circles on top of each other. Well, it's got a couple different things besides the circles, but it's easy to see people who are far below or above you, and it makes it especially difficult to snipe someone on this map. Because it's so hard to get in place when someone can't get behind you. For sniping, there are several areas on the bottom level where you can get a good vantage point on the upper areas, which is where most of the action is. And as we all know, Construct is a map where grenades are incredibly useful. The top halls are there. He says they're perfect for bouncing grenades off the walls into places where you couldn't get a normal throw in. He says that the alleys are extremely advantageous and at the same time extremely dangerous. If you find yourself in a situation where the enemy team is dominating the top, split up and sandwich the opposing team in the middle. Or if you are especially desperate, get all four of you guys to go up the purple lift straight up into the other team's room. Sort of a suicidal approach, but the element of surprise can give you the advantage and hopefully the ability to take back control of the top. And he says, these tips might sound obvious, but it's all I could think of. So there. Thanks, cool. PodTac.
Nice.
Good stuff. Definitely take a missile pod with you if you can, since you're, taking whatever you can with you.
And going on that suicide mission, might as well take out a couple of them with you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Explosive stuff.
I like to, when I know that the opposing team has control of the top level, I will go up there and purposely throw as many grenades and do all I can to at least damage a few of them. And once I'm dead, of course, because that's going to happen, my teammates could come up and finish them off.
Uh-huh.
Or at least I hope they do.
That's where communication comes in handy, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not afraid to die for a good cause.
The martyr for JVB!
Well, if anybody has played Halo 3 with me, they'll notice that I'm usually amongst the highest in time of survival, and I have the least deaths. I might not have the most kills, but I'll usually have less deaths because I understand the importance of laying back, especially in this map.
Laying back,
eventually they're going to come at you. Even if they're camping, there's going to be one or two guys who get impatient, and they're going to go and be the hero.
Yeah, you can always count on those guys that are like, oh, I've just died 10 times. I got to get a kill.
Exactly. Yep. And Fumo, we never mentioned what Bungie did to us in this map.
Oh, man.
Where they strategically had two guys in front. They took the damage. When they wanted to recuperate their shields, the other two guys came. And, they did this like a machine. It was so well done. It, it was a close match. They won that one.
Yeah.
And it was because of that. They, you know, one guy would hide in the corner right when you go up the purple lift on the sides. Mm-hmm. And you turn those corners into the middle where the sword is usually at. There was one guy sitting there. We'd start shooting at him. He'd run away. His partner would come in, start shooting at us. So while we're reloading and he's recuperating his shields, his partner would have full ammo, full shields. Meanwhile, you're either reloading or trying to recuperate your own shields.
Yeah.
And they just kept rotating on us. And I was like, wow, this is a great strategy.
Well,
that's something that if you have the attention span to do so, it could be a great strategy, because they were two other guys were doing it on the other side too.
Sounds like you watched the video, man. I was just like, ah, I'm dead.
No, I noticed it while they were doing it. I'm like, son of a gun, that's beautiful.
Love you guys.
You guys are amazing.
You marry me?
No.
All right, well, we better wrap this puppy up here. We're about at the end. Punchy Pookie.
Oh, man.
Well, send in your comments and send it to podtacular@gmail.com. And check out podtacular.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye, like I said, on podtacular.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show.
And you can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. That is 206-888-HALO. Leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the call-ins and Tales from the Foxhole show.
Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com. And while you're there, check us out at the forums. There's lots of events, projects, and lots of ways to make new friends and play Halo with some really cool people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Absolutely.
Thanks to all the people who contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or a site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with a hosting bill, digging the podcast on dig.com, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you guys.
And we want to give a big Podtacular shout out to Darkspire. Darkspire's Films, actually. A cool new Halo machinima group. Check them out at www.youtube.com/Darkspire Films with no space.
And make sure to check out all the other shows on the Gamercast Network, like Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, and the Gamercast Network Video Game Show. And don't forget about JVB's new show, The Post Game Report, at TalkAboutGames.com. Oh,
thank you.
Well, until next time, I'm Fumo Jive.
And I'm JVB.
And I'm Truth and Justice.
And once again, Truth and Justice, thank you for joining us.
You bet.
Definitely look
fun.
Forward to having you on again.
Yeah, sweet, man. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Keep on frigging trucks.
Keep on doing the rump and dump at your brother's wedding.
Rump and dump.
Maybe I created a new.
Is that like the Humpty Hump?
It's JVP's Humpty Hump. It's the rump and dump.
Yeah, rump and dump.
My name is Rumpty. Pronounce with a Rumpty.
Pronounce with a dumpty. And I want to give a special shout out to my boy Quato696. What's up, dude? Open your mind. Oh, also, real quick, don't forget that Paris69, he's actually on Inside Xbox. So you can go sign on to your Xbox and go to Community Confidential with Trixie, and he's actually in there. So if you've never seen Paris and his Total Recall bicep,
yeah,
check him out.
Oh, yeah, and I wanted to give a quick shout-out to Tito Moscone. He's my homeboy.
Oh, cool. Where have I heard that name?
maybe play with him in some Halo. So, I don't know.
Tito Moscone.
Hey.
Sounds like a barbershop, like a hairstylist.
He's pretty bad, eh?
I'll give you a nice do, huh?
Yeah. We'll be right back.
There's only one thing left to say.
Alright, stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by...
It's gonna happen to you, man, I'll tell you what. You got your picture on the Gears of War, dude.
Dude, I get people like, dude, how'd you do that?
Did you actually put on that armor or what?
Yeah. My aunt thought it was a Halloween costume.
I can imagine, dude.
I have no idea what the hell that is.
You showing up and like, took a treat. Don't make me chainsaw you.
I'm here to kill all the little monsters here.
Do you have any aliens at your house?
Ah, yeah, that's the break, y'all. Let alone that bass groove right here. Ah, yeah. Now that I told y'all a little bit about myself, let me tell you a little bit about this dance. It's real easy to do. Check it out. First I limped to the side like my legs was broken, shaking and twitching kinda like I was smoking. Crazy, whack, funky. People say you look like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty. That's alright, cause my body's in motion. It's supposed to look like a fit or a convulsion. Anyone can play this game. This is my dance, y'all. Humpty Hump's my name. No two people will do it the same. You got it down when you appear to be in pain. Humping, funkin', jumping, gig around, shaking your rump. And when a doodoo chump punk points a finger like a stunt, tell him step off, I'm doing the hump.
This week on the GamerCast Network. Gamertag Radio brings you an episode live from their third year anniversary party, Community Vibes. Hear why Gamertag Radio made history with this event in Miami, Florida. On the video game show, will any of the major announcements from this year's Game Developers Conference interest the video game show crew? Signs point to no, but check out episode 78 to be sure. Gears of War 2 is coming, and Paris couldn't be more excited. Find out more about GDC news on this week's Uncle Gamer Radio. Boost your gamer score with the latest tips from Achievement Junkie. Podtacular has the latest and greatest developments from the Halo universe. On Sarcastic Gamer, Doc, Dave, and Lano debate GamerScore and what it's done to gaming. Plus, a chance to win the Game for Windows title, Age of Empires 3 Gold Edition.
Discover the website that brings you all these great episodes and headlines at GamerCastNetwork.com.